Padre Pio had some tips for dark days, as he put it. And this is a prophecy of Padre Pio for our days. Hello friends. On this channel, following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life and the amazing life of Padre Pio, our great saint, a Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, and we offer you a series of short stories. So please do stay tuned, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you personally or for someone you love. And we do ask you also to help us in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do that this by liking our videos, sharing with friends and colleagues, and if you haven't already, then do subscribe and click that reminder bell. Now, we may all know of important testimonies that have been gathered from Padre Pio's spiritual children. And some even have a prophetic or an illuminating kind of note to them, even applying to present times or to the near future. So let us take a look at one such prophecy, which carries, of course, a considerable weight because it concerns us personally, that is you and I, and it relates also directly to our times. Plus, it was given to us from someone who has been declared a great saint, a great mystic as well, that is Padre Pio, and it carries his authority. This text we're about to look at is really a pearl from Padre Pio, and historically it appears to take place somewhere around the Second Vatican Council, which happened between 1962 and 1965. And it refers to something that Padre Pio said towards the end of his life. So that is somewhere between 1965 and 1968, this prophecy comes. It has, in effect, a sense of warning, in which Padre Pio is addressing a spiritual daughter of his. She was kneeling on the confessional after confession to receive Padre Pio's blessing. And then Padre Pio said to her this, and he told her, "Remember this, when these times come," and the points she had to remember, the commandments of God, your morning and evening prayers, the Holy Rosary, the sacraments as well, and catechism, the saints, and everything in the faith of our fathers. And then he repeated a second time, "In the faith of our fathers," everything in the faith of our fathers, and a third time he stressed it, "In the faith of our fathers, and listen to no one else." So what on earth can this all mean? Let's try and unpack it line by line. There's 7 points, we'll go through them one by one. When Padre Pio said, "When these times come," what is he referring to? Well, something ahead, a little bit ahead. And it seems that he is referring to our time, our particular moment in history, because he was speaking to his spiritual child. So it would apply shortly after that. He is primarily, of course, interested in supporting his spiritual children, because he realized they were going to outlive him. So he had to support them in the good fight for their faith. So we can say this message then, it's essentially for his spiritual children, in which he saw the drama that was to unfold in the decades after his death. And Padre Pio indicated the need to fight spiritually and to resist, to hold fast, in order that our faith did not collapse, and that it was not just swallowed up by the devil and his arts. And so basically, Padre Pio in this revelation is giving us some essential points or hints on how to stand firm in the faith in these times in which we now live. The first point he said was, remember the commandments. A lot of people think the commandments are advices, out of date. However, the saint wanted to affirm to us the need to continue observing God's law, the moral law, and our moral obligations that apply for all time. So he's really emphasizing it directly for our time now. Why would he do that? Well, because everything is moving so much in the opposite direction. You can just look at a program on TV, something on the internet, and you'll see the trends directly against God's moral codes. Yet the law of God, his moral code, is in fact our secret to happiness, both in this life here, and then of course, to exceptional happiness in the future life in heaven. So let's aim there. And if we wonder, has God's law or moral code become redundant, then we just have to consider, has human nature changed? It is still fallen, isn't it? Just look internally and we see there all our weaknesses that we really have to struggle against. Of course, the saints all had this same fight. And so all of this is still with us, and hence Padre Pio's advice, God's moral law and natural law still applies. Of course, we can look at the fruits of putting this to one side and the peril that comes from it of ignoring God's moral code. For instance, the fruits could be, what about all the child molesters we've seen in the church? How did that come about? And I would say it is precisely because this advice of Padre Pio was ignored. The second thing that Padre Pio stresses is we must not forget our morning and evening prayers. That is, we must begin and end each day in God's name. So when the Capuchin saint emphasizes the morning and evening prayers, that actually is representing the minimum daily requirements for prayer. And ideally, our lives should be animated by constant prayer without ceasing. If we did that, we'd all look like Padre Pio. We'd all be shining examples like Padre Pio. We can't, however, spend our whole day in church. But what we can do is offer everything in a spirit of prayer, raising everything up insight towards God himself, directing our souls towards him. That we can do. Another point that Padre Pio made was that we not neglect the Holy Rosary. And in fact, this was one of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. It was described as being totally inseparable from Padre Pio. If he had a spare moment, he'd be praying his rosary. Of course, his spiritual children learned from him, by his example, how to pray the rosary, that is, with faith, piety, and perseverance. And other people have described the rosary as the gospel on beads. It must not be just an abstract rattling of the prayers in order to get to the end, but in fact, we should reflect on each meditation, the gospel scene that it's containing, and ideally, in our minds, we should be trying to create a vivid representation of that gospel scene, to almost be there present, who was there, what are their thoughts, what are their anxieties, to almost be there at the time. That's what the meditation is about. As we know, the rosary is in fact Mary's true prayer, and it is also a prayer for difficult times. It was strongly recommended by Padre Pio. And here we can remember how Padre Pio once said, "Bring me my weapon." He saw his rosary as his weapon. Padre Pio also stressed that the sacraments are important, because these are the ordinary channels of grace, the ordinary way in which God gives us his grace. And we have to remember that the church is like kind of our mother in a sense. And this is how she nourishes and she feeds us, through the sacraments. And I bet you've noticed after going to confession, the peace and joy that one has afterwards of a clear conscience. An example of the grace given by that sacrament. The other thing that Padre Pio wanted to emphasize was the catechism. So, what is the Catechism? It's not a whole lot of lines we remember by rote and then we promptly forget. No, in fact, it is an authentic interpretation of Holy Scriptures that is in line with the tradition of the Church. Of course, tradition is the understandings which have been passed down right from apostolic times. We can see the Catechism as a synthesis of Christian doctrine and of the entire Catholic faith. Of course, it's good to read scriptures, but how do we know that we're going to reach the right interpretation? There's so many churches out there, different interpretations. How do we guarantee this is the one that Christ wanted us to have? And that's part of what the Catechism is about. And we have to. And here, let's remember also that it was Padre Pio himself who was stressing the Catechism. You may ask, but which catechism? There are many catechisms out there. Which one should we read? Of course, there's the official catechism. There are others, there are several others. For instance, there's one by St. Pius X. And it also has commentaries by St. Pius X focusing on things like modernism and relativism, how that affects us all. So there are numerous catechisms we could read. And then Padre Pio also wanted us to keep the saints in mind. What does he mean by that? Well, he recommends reading the lives of the saints, not just reading the life, but also emulating them. The book of Acts in the Bible, the Acts of the Apostles, is in fact one of the lives of the saints, isn't it? Saint Paul and Saint Peter talks a lot about them. So there are other books as well. There are many others, many other great saints who have lived. Saint Francis of Assisi would be one. Saint Dominic, of course, founders of magnificent religious orders. They were people raised up by God for a particular time, for some particular purpose in that time. Something might have gone wrong in society, in the church. They needed a saint to bring it back in line. And then we come to the seventh point, and that is, do everything in the faith of our fathers. In the faith of our fathers, in the faith of our fathers, he stresses three times, as we said earlier, and listen to no one else, Padre Pio tells us. So why does he repeat this three times? Do everything in the faith of our fathers. Well, my theory would be that it is because it is important. We might not remember it. So, if I don't want to go astray, and I want to keep on the straight and narrow, and I want to know right from wrong, then we have to anchor ourselves in this faith of our fathers. It's important. And some people refer to this faith of our fathers as tradition. And that is a whole number of things, like what the early church fathers taught, the roots of our faith. You know, what they believed about Mass, how our idea corresponds, all of that sort of thing. There's also the magisterium of the Church, what it teaches. And of course, the liturgy and many other things are important in this faith of our fathers. We can't just live these things superficially, but we really have to get to know them. And if Padre Pio is saying, live by the faith of our fathers, I guess he's also saying that we do not live by scripture alone, that there are other components to our faith, and we need to have this whole faith of our fathers, all of it, complete. He wants us to have the whole, not just a part. And then Padre Pio finished his prophecy with, listen to no one else. So what would we understand by that? Well, if someone arrives with heterodox teaching, or some modern concept of anything goes, or other things, sheep in wolves' clothing, anything that contradicts Padre Pio's 7 points above, then he's warning us right there, keep clear of them, follow nothing else. And so Padre Pio proposed these 7 points for this particular time in history, this dramatic moment in history, that we may remain rooted in the truths of our faith, to remain united to our 2,000-year-old traditions of the Church, that is, to be Catholics of this tradition. And I'd like to encourage our listeners, do enroll your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass dedicated to Padre Pio, so that his, your intentions will be dedicated to him, and it will also be for Padre Pio's intentions himself. Please just watch the video that follows, or you can go to our website to enroll for next Friday's Mass. So please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos, other videos selected specially for you, and also on how to enroll for